Today I will be reading from Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 15, found in the New Testament of the Chair Bible on page 33. I will be reading from the Common English Bible. If you are able, please stand for the gospel reading. About that time, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. While he was coming up out of the water, Jesus saw heaven splitting open in the Spirit like a dove coming down on him. And there was a voice from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness." At once the Spirit forced Jesus out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among the wild animals, and the angels took care of him. After John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, announcing God's good news, saying, "Now is the time. Here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives and trust this good news." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So indeed, the journey, the pilgrimage begins of Lent. And I appreciate this, these 40 days as a time to focus ourselves and reflect on how it is that God is calling us to grow in our faith, a time to focus. Sometimes our attention to our life of faith grows thin, and so a time to focus on it with some intentionality is a precious gift. A season of fasting and prayer, that's what we are called to. So I invite you to consider how it is that you will observe the 40 days of Lent. What kind of fasting or what kind of prayer might you engage in? We talked a bit at the Ash Wednesday service of some different kinds of fasting. We think about fasting primarily as a fast from food, like our Catholic brothers and sisters meet on Friday, or you recall there was a season in which I fasted from my beloved lattes one Lenten season, or lunch one day a week, and that money set aside for another purpose. But there are other ways of fasting as well. I have fasted from nighttime television in my life. Sometimes I have fasted by adding something to my life rather than taking something away, so adding an additional walk per day to my life. And I know some young people who are working on a technology fast. No screens for an hour a day, and they experience that as a major challenge. So whatever it might be for you, I invite you to consider a Lenten fast. You can feast on Sunday. The year my children fasted from television during Lent, we watched television all day on Sunday except for church. It was the feast day. But it offers us an opportunity to simply focus ourselves in the midst of our daily life. And I invite you to this journey together. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks and praise for this day, this time to gather in your Spirit. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. You may know some version of this story. It comes from Special Olympics, that effort to invite young people, children and young people of different abilities to gather together and engage in athletic competition for their improvement and their building of teamwork and community spirit. In this story, a group of young people are lined up in order to engage in a 50-yard dash. And the starter bell goes, and they begin the run together, boys and girls both, and one of them falls to the ground and hurts his knee. And as he cries out, the person just off to the side notices that he's fallen, and instead of that person moving towards the goal line, that person backs up and sees if he can help him. And pretty soon, all of the contestants have stopped their running and move back to help this person. And when he finally can get up, they help him up, and then, joining hands, they run to the finish line together. For me, it's a beautiful metaphor for the race of faith, for our life of discipleship. We do not make it alone. We need one another. It's crucial that we help one another, and we know that each of us fall at some time along that long distance run in this race of faith. Today's scripture from Mark's gospel, though, adds another wrinkle to that story, and I think it's intriguing. Not only in the new understanding as Mark presents it to us, not only do the athletes stop and help one another as they make their pilgrimage, their journey of faith together, but in this case, the goal line is coming towards those racing towards it. You hear what I'm saying? The people at the goal line, it's as if they pick up the ribbon and they move it towards the young people racing towards it. That's exactly what our text says today, literally. Mark 1:15, here comes God's kingdom. The time of God's kingdom is now. The Common English Bible translates it clearly, but it may sound different than you're used to hearing it. The New International Version, for example, instead says, the time has come, the kingdom of God is near, repent and believe in the gospel. Whatever the words, after his baptism and his testing in the wilderness, Jesus is declaring that arena in which God reigns, where God is in control, that place in the world where God rules and God's commonwealth takes place, it is coming here and now to this place. The finish line is not a static thing, in some ways, Mark's saying, but that towards which we go in our journey of faith is really a dynamic reality. And it's not just staying there, it's coming toward us. This shouldn't really surprise us because we've been reading our way through the first part of Mark's gospel, and in the last few weeks we've read more than once this business about Jesus' baptism. When he comes up out of the water like a dove, it says, the Spirit descends upon him and a voice says, this is my beloved, this is my son. And then it is, the scripture says, that the heavens are opened and the Spirit comes down. The heavens split open in that text. Other translations say the heavens are torn apart. And the only other time that word torn is in the Gospels is after Jesus' death, when the curtain that divides the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple in the great temple in Jerusalem is torn from top to bottom. The distance between us and God is bridged in Jesus Christ. God is no longer aloof from God's creation. God radically enters into our world in the person of Jesus. And at his coming, Jesus ushers in this new creation, this world restored to the wonders of the original creation, a place of joy and justice, a place of mercy and forgiveness, a place of shalom for earth and all of its creatures. This kingdom is the space where God's love reigns. It's not exactly a particular place, but it's all over the world where God's love reigns, where God's love informs and shapes us and our love for ourselves and for our neighbor. Now that is good news. We would love to trust that good news, but unfortunately, we human beings are prone to trusting other things and not God. We human beings are prone to giving in to our fears and our pride and our greed. We human beings are prone to not trust God's news, but to trust ourselves instead. Even in the community of Christians, we have chosen to focus on God's kingdom as something which is not here, but will someday come about, someday in the future. So we won't have to worry about it now. We've chosen to believe that God's kingdom is in some other place, but not here. maybe up, maybe ahead of us in the future, but the idea that God's kingdom is coming into our present is really not something that we wrestle with very much. But the scripture is clear. God's reign, God's kingdom is breaking into the here and now, right now, not just someday. God's kingdom isn't somewhere out there. It's coming towards us in this earthly space that we reside in. I don't know if our friend from our friend who was visiting this morning has departed the space. But I want to say to you that's an image of how God's kingdom breaks into our current reality. So a young man who told some people earlier, the ushers and some people who were greeting this morning, that he had slept outside last night in the cold and came in for shelter and warmth. And I don't know if you heard him, but when he walked around here while I was talking to the children, his word was, "Jesus is Lord." I'd say that's a bit of the breaking in of the kingdom. And I promise I didn't stage this. But then what do we do? How do we respond? That's the challenge of a kingdom that isn't out there, but right here in front of us. Then the question is, okay, so what am I going to do about that? If Jesus is Lord, to a homeless person in our midst, what does that say to us? I have often wondered about if we need to take up a little bit more interest in the rescue mission who is literally in our neighborhood. Maybe there's more we need to be doing as a church to support that ministry and some of the individuals who are part of that ministry. I suspect that we're actually more comfortable postponing God's kingdom to the someday, because then we don't have to worry about it, and it doesn't call for anything from us. But then here's Jesus in Mark's gospel, making it very clear. Now is the time, it says. Here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives and trust in this good news. If God's reign begins here and now, then our response is called for here and now, this Sunday, this Lenten season, this year. We need to act. The Christian walk, the great adventure of following Jesus, calls for activity, not for sitting back and letting somebody else do it. The Christian walk, the great race of faith, of God's coming into our world, calls us and challenges us like a great athletic event. Because it is not easy, because we don't always know what we need to do. Jesus called his first listeners, and he calls us now to repent, to change our hearts and lives, because God's kingdom is coming. And those who follow Jesus may be a part of that great creation, if we will recognize it, if we will align ourselves with what God is already doing in our midst. God's reign, that new kingdom, is already arriving. There are glimpses of it if we have eyes to see. I have seen it. I'm sure you have too, if you think about it a moment. Haven't you seen glimpses of God at work in our community here? I see David, and praise the Lord that you're with us this morning, David. Yay! And I want our joy and interest to be in not just David, and we love you, but many others who are in need of our healing, tender care for one another, that you really do well in this congregation. Each time one of our youth or adults speaks to us about the ministry of the youth, about their experiences of the closeness of God at those fire bowls, or when they sense that God is at work among them when they're out working and learning about people other than themselves, it is a glimpse of that reign of God Each time somebody in this congregation who's grieving is comforted by friends and cared for by you, it is a glimpse of God's kingdom. Each time one of our children come here and they're eager to come and they reflect to us their joy in just being part of the community of faith, each time that happens, it is a moment of seeing God's kingdom, a glimpse of God's kingdom in our midst. When there is forgiveness, when there is new hope, when a way is found in the wilderness, when a person's gifts are used in ministry, then God's kingdom breaks in and is present in our midst. Jesus is announcing a new time, a new reality. God's coming toward us if we open our eyes to see, and if we open our lives to live as Jesus would have us live. I think about the parable of the prodigal son. Do you remember it? In that, the prodigal son who's gone away and used up all the goodwill of his father and the graces of his father, he's starving in another land. He turns and comes back toward his father, but he doesn't have to come all the way because apparently the father is looking for him. And the scripture describes the father as leaving the house and running towards that one who comes towards him. That's what the image is like. But the second part of that story is another son who has access to that wonderful grace of the father, who stays on the porch and isn't quite sure whether he'll come in and join the party or not. Jesus is announcing to us the party. The kingdom of God is within our midst. The old is passing away, and in Christ the new comes. One more story, and then I will close. I came upon this week, and it seemed to me a powerful illustration of how it is that the kingdom breaks in our world. It comes from South Africa, where they set up a commission of truth and reconciliation, it was called. They were trying to find another way to resolve the terrible pain after the end of apartheid and the difficulty between the races in South Africa. And so at this commission, an elderly black woman appears, and it is that she is brought there for reconciliation with a young man who was part of a group who murdered her son and her husband, and then was part of a difficult time in which they created a fire and burned bodies of these people whom they had murdered. And so the commission says to this woman, "How do you believe justice should be done with this man who has inflicted so much pain on you and your family?" And the old woman says, "I want three things. First, I want to be taken to the place where they died so I could scoop up the ashes and give my husband and son a proper burial. Second," she says, I have lost all of my family. I have no one left. So I want Mr. Vandenbroek to be my family. He will be my new family. And once a month, I want him to come into the ghetto and spend a day with me. And then hear this, she says, "I will pour out whatever love I have left on him and make him to be my family." And then finally, she says, "I would like him to know that I offer him forgiveness because Jesus Christ died to forgive. I ask someone now," she says, because she didn't even know who he was in the room or what he looked like, "to lead me to him so that I can take him in my arms and embrace him and let him know he is truly forgiven." Now, friends, this is a sign of the kingdom of God breaking into our midst. That scene in South Africa that day with that woman was nothing like the stuff of this world we spend our time in, is it? It's the inbreaking of God's amazing love, making things happen we couldn't begin to imagine. Hear the good news and trust in it. Change your hearts and lives, because the kingdom is here. The time is now. Trust in the good news of Jesus Christ.